Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit, text number 2. Is that right? Etad veditum ichhami.
Etad veditum ichhami.
Tatvam tatva vidambara.
Tatvam tatva vidambara.
Hare Radbhuta Viryasya.
Hare Radbhuta Viryasya.
Katha Loka Sumangalaha.
Katha Loka Sumangalaha.
Etat.
Etat.
This.
This.
Veditam.
Veditam.
To understand.
To understand.
Ichhami. I wish.
I wish.
Tatvam.
Truth.
Tatva vidam.
Of those who are well versed
in the absolute truth.
Truth.
Vara.
Vara.
O best.
O best.
Adahe.
Adahe.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Adbhuta viryasya.
Adbhuta viryasya.
Of the one,
who possesses
wonderful potencies.
Kataha.
Narrations.
Narrations.
Loka.
Loka.
For all planets.
Planets.
Sumangalaha.
Sumangalaha.
Auspicious.
Auspicious.
The king said, I wish to know narrations concerning the Lord who possesses wonderful potencies are certainly auspicious for living beings in all planets. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the activities of the Supreme Lord, is auspicious for all living beings residing in every planet. One who takes it as belonging to a particular sect is certainly mistaken. Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly a very dear scripture for all the devotees of the Lord, but it is auspicious even for the non-devotees also, because it explains that even the non-devotees hovering under the spell of material energy can be delivered from such clutches if they hear the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam with devotion and attention from the right source representing the Lord by disciplic succession. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Lilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. So it's a fairly simple, straightforward message here. Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring from Sukadev Goswami. he says, I wish to understand, or here is translated, I wish to know. Eta dveditum itschami tatvam. I wish to know the truth. Not in the translation. And it's interesting to note that the second line of the verse is not in the translation either. Completely missing. Well, not missing, but redundant, I would say. Tattva vidam vara. Which means, O best of those who are well versed in the absolute truth. Vara means the best. Like we have Varadatri. Varadatri. Which means, Datri means nurse. Nurse. You know, there are seven mothers. One of them is the nurse. So Varadatri means the best of the nurses. And here it's Maharaj Parikshit is addressing Sukadev Goswami as the Tattva Vidam Bara, the best of those who know the truth. Vidam means one who knows. Tattva Vidam, one who knows the truth. So he's being respectfully addressed by Sukadev Goswami. This is the qualification of a disciple. Right? Pranipatena, he addresses or approaches Tattvadarshibhi, the person who has seen the truth, who understands the truth, with pranipat, with respect. Pranipatena, pariprashnena, inquires. So Maharaj Parikshit is demonstrating the appropriate way to approach a man of learning or a devotee. A devotee is supposed to be a man of learning. What are the 26 qualities of a devotee? Kavi, poet, and should be learned, should know what he's talking about. Qualification, what does Prabhupada say? Most important qualification of a man, how do we judge a person? Speak up. What's that? Yes, but how do we tell? Yes, from what he says. Prabhupada says, a well-dressed man may be a fool, but if he doesn't say anything, you don't know. But as soon as he opens his mouth, then you can understand this man's a fool. Huh? Of course, there are those who sound learned. We then judge them by their behaviour. So we can't go further. But the best. So, Tattva Vidam Bara, you are the best of those who know the truth. I wish to know. I wish to know. So he's inquiring. Harer Adbhuta Viryasya. Of the Lord, of the one who possesses wonderful potencies, Adbhuta Viryasya. The Lord possesses wonderful Virya. means power, isn't it? We have the Latin, the word coming from Latin, virile, right? What does virile mean? Yeah, powerful. He's a virile young man, powerful. I remember I was playing cricket with the Gurukulis in Vrindavan at the back of Brajabihari's house, and I was about, I guess I was in my early 50s, and they were in the prime of youth, 18, right? And I was batting, and they were, and it was a, you know, it was a leather ball, a real cricket ball. And these guys were belting this ball down at me, and I thought, I'm going to get hurt if I don't get out of here somehow or other. So, you know, a very young man in his youth is very powerful, a lot of energy. So, Krishna's more powerful than that. Adbhuta, which means wonderful. Adbhuta viryasya. The Lord has wonderful potencies. Kata loka sumangala. The narrations of which, kata, the narrations of which, the Krishna kata, loka sumangala, they are similarly endowed, similarly potent, because Krishna is not different from his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. Nam nam makari bahudaha nijasava shaktis, like we chant in the Sikshastikam. The name is empowered with all of his potencies, his qualities, his pastimes, and especially the Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration or the katha. The narrations have this shakti, this potency, adbhuta viryasya. And as a consequence, these discussions are auspicious. Mangala means auspicious. In this case, it's sumangala. So that means especially auspicious for everyone. Loka. For all planets. So the Maharaj Parikshit understands the importance of the Krishna Katha, hearing the Krishna Katha, because it has special potencies. But also he understands that that discussion of the Krishna Katha has to be learnt from the right person. And the right person has to be approached in the correct manner in order for the transferal of knowledge and the purification that comes from that knowledge transfer is to be effective. You know, it's not enough just to know the details of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but there's the mood and there's the purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, it is a book of learning, but not that it is just to be repeated mechanically. But rather, there's the essence of the learning, and that the essence of the learning is basically how it's put into practice. And just as we test a person who might speak learned words, their learning should be demonstrated in their actions and in their character. The good qualities of a devotee are glorified in all of this, you know, in all of the scripture. So from hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, one doesn't just acquire knowledge just as one might acquire some mundane knowledge about accounting or IT or whatever. There is a purpose for acquiring this knowledge, and it is for our purification, and as a consequence of that purification, then good qualities manifest in the character of the devotees. So Prabhupada, more or less, in the purport, his opening line basically is a translation of the last line of the verse. Katha loka sumangalaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the activities of the Supreme Lord, is auspicious for all living beings residing in every planet. It's auspicious for everyone. But it is interesting that Srila Prabhupada says that if the Srimad Bhagavatam is read without taking the association of the devotees, without hearing it from the devotees, then it won't work. It won't act. What is it? Tata jayam udirayat. It is our means of conquest. You know, sometimes that. What is it? How does that verse begin? Narayanam namaskritya. I can't even remember it. Anybody know that verse? One person. Say it loudly. Naro chayvam. Narottamam, yep. Yep. We offer our obeisances to Sarasvati, the god of learning, and so forth, before we recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest. Tata jayam udirayet. The Srimad Bhagavatam for the devotees is a means of conquering over the material energy. The Prabhupada mentions in the purport that if it's not heard from the devotees, then it won't be effective. If we just study the Bhagavatam by ourselves without hearing it in the authorized manner, in other words, from the Vaishnavas, from the pure Vaishnavas, or from those who have studied also from their guru, this is the principle of parampara, then the study will be futile. And so this is why it appears to belong to a particular group of people. Our Prabhupada says here, one who takes it as belonging to a particular sect is certainly mistaken. It does have to be received from the devotees, but it is not just for the devotees, it's for everyone. It needs to be received from the proper source. And we were discussing yesterday, well, it might have been the day before, about how Prabhupada gives the example of passing a mango from the top of the tree down. In order for the fruit to be preserved, if you like, it needs to be passed carefully from the uppermost branches down to the lower, and not that you just toss it down. Yep, confirmed. Yeah, it has to be passed down via the disciplic succession from the spiritual master to disciple. And it has to be presented or delivered intact. That's the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpataro galitam phalam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. This is the summum bonum. Srimad Bhagavatam is not just an ordinary book. Like Atul Krishna Prabhu was jokingly suggesting the other day, that, why the Srimad Bhagavatam? Why don't we have something else? We always have the Bhagavatam every day. So why don't we have a bit of a change? Try some other book. We don't, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is it's authorized. But it's our means of conquest, tata jayam. We get victory over the influence of the material energy by reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Nashta prayasava badreshu nitya bhagavata sevaya. By regularly rendering service to the Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees, we destroy everything that's inauspicious within the heart gradually. Nashta. And that process is available for anyone and everyone. There are no restrictions. If a person respectfully and inquiringly sits and hears the Srimad Bhagavatam on a daily basis, then because the Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, right? Just like the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's words, Srimad Bhagavatam is all about Krishna. It is very dear to the Vaishnavas because it is amalam. It is pure, free from any material inebriety. Just like Srila Prabhupada says, a person just has to touch the book, or he just has to hear one word from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Quite amazing when you think about it. You only have to touch. This book is so powerful that all you have to do is touch it. Of course, the recommended means of touching the Srimad Bhagavatam is through hearing. Right? This is how we touch the Srimad Bhagavatam. We touch it with our eyes. Not just touch it with our hands, but touch it with the eyes. We read it. Or, recommended process, which is the process of Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are the exemplars of, is Inquiring and hearing. Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring, and Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, and Maharaj Parikshit is then hearing. So this process, very, very simple, very, very simple process, is our means of conquest, and it's available for anyone and everyone. There are no restrictions. There are those, and Prabhupada says it, there are those who say that it belongs to a particular sect. No, it doesn't belong to anyone. Well, we might say it belongs to those who are qualified, but it is certainly accessible to anyone who is prepared to sit and hear and inquire, hear respectfully and inquire respectfully from the authorized person. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido, another verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that illustrates the potency of Krishna Katha, and Krishna Katha heard in the association of the devotees. Hearing it from a materialistic person who doesn't follow this process won't be effective. But inquiring and hearing and then rendering service to the Vaishnavas has its own special effects, special potencies. The potency of the Lord is present in such activities, or the presence of the Lord is immediately appreciable for those who are engaged in such activities. I remember when I first went to the temple and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and the devotees were talking about how materialistic people are just like animals. Right? Bhagavatam says that. Hogs, dogs, camels and asses. So this message struck me, and I remember that morning going to the supermarket and sitting down looking at the people walking around. I think these people look like animals. That person looks like a dog. This person looks like a donkey. Because I remember telling my brother, you know, if you don't behave yourself in the next lifetime, you'll become a hog, a dog, a camel or an ass. He didn't appreciate it. He wasn't able to appreciate the message of the Bhagavatam. Or perhaps I wasn't capable of delivering the message at that point in my career as effectively as I had received it from the devotees. So, you know, it has an immediate effect. Hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam has an immediately purifying effect on the consciousness. So, you know, all of the activities that we perform as part of our sadhana are designed to bring about our love of Godhead, basically. That's really what it's for. What is it? In the morning we chant that the verse about the 10 offences. Bahu jamma kari yadi shravana kirtan. What's next? Tabutana paya poi. Krishna prema dan. Right? The chanting of Hare Krishna, when performed purely without offences, gives Krishna prema, love of Godhead. Right? So the same, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, offering our services to Krishna, all of these, worshipping Tulsi, all of these various activities are meant to awaken, reawaken that love of Godhead which is within us. Svavanadi Sudachite, Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prem, the eternal perfection of love of Godhead is existing in our hearts. And by following the nine items of devotional service, beginning with hearing Shravanadi, Shuddha Chitte, our consciousness becomes Shuddha, pure, is the purpose for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, is to purify our consciousness. So, you know, we chant Hare Krishna, we worship the deity, we worship Tulsi, we offer our obeisances, we hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, all of these activities combined together create or inspire a pure heart. So, you know, throughout the day, especially with the Bhagavatam, throughout the day, if we're hearing the Bhagavatam regularly, then we're gradually developing by that association the same mood as Sukadev Goswami, developing the same mood and understanding as Maharaj Parikshit, developing the same mood and understanding as Krishna, developing the same mood and attitudes and understanding as the residents of Vrindavan, or all of the great personalities in the Bhagavatam. Many great devotees. This is why the Bhagavatam is so dear to the Vaishnavas, because it is sumangala, very auspicious. Even for the non-devotees, this is the point. Even the non-devotees hovering under the spell of material energy can be delivered from such clutches if they hear the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam with devotion and attention from the right source. And what's that source? That person who represents the Lord by disciplic succession. He's like the, Prabhupada says, the post peon. Like the postman. He faithfully delivers the articles as they are given to him. Without, you know, the postman is not going to be very popular if he opens up people's mail and changes it. Right? So Prabhupada says, you know, the representative of Krishna presents Krishna's teachings. That's why Prabhupada called his Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita as presented by Krishna. Not the Bhagavad Gita as concocted by this one or that one, but rather the one who gives the teachings faithfully. The Srimad Bhagavatam ultimately comes from Krishna. Who did Krishna speak the Srimad Bhagavatam to first? Lord Brahma. Who did Lord Brahma give the Bhagavatam to? Huh? Narada Muni, yes. And so on. This is the chain of disciplic succession. So we're following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, Brahmaji, through the handing down of this information through the disciplic succession. You know, it can be presented according to time, place and circumstance, or according to the audience. So there may be some adjustment of the presentation, but the core, the essence, the basis, the fundamental elements cannot be changed. And because the speaker, the effective speaker of the Bhagavatam, is able to present the knowledge as it is, but give their own... Actually, this is the tradition. The tradition is that the speaker, the commentators... And this is why we see... This is why we sometimes see a difference of opinion between the commentators, is that they give the essence, but they're also... The message is flexible enough that it can be presented according to time, place and circumstance so that it is appreciable and applicable to the current setting, to the current circumstance. And that we see in Srila Prabhupada's presentation of not only his presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but also his whole presentation of Krishna consciousness. It always, even though it's the same literature, the same verses, the same information, when the devotees hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, it remains fresh and new. You know, we're now going through the Srimad Bhagavatam, at least in my time here, for the third time around. And the same with the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, you know, sometimes you read the Bhagavad Gita and you think, I know I've read this before, but now I'm reading it, it's like I'm reading it for the first time. I'm getting a fresh realization out of it. And sometimes I think, has Prabhupada gone and changed this? Has it been changed? Because I'm sure I've read it before, but it seems different. And I'm enthused by it. So has Prabhupada gone back and changed something? No, he hasn't, obviously. That's because it is not a mundane... It is, you know, as Prabhupada points out, newspapers and mundane magazines, what happens to them? Rubbish. You know, sometimes when you're pulling up old houses, pulling up the lino, you find the newspaper from 1934 stuck under the floor. Right? Obviously not being read anymore. And it's always, you know, this one got attacked, this one died, this one had a car accident, this one got robbed, he got put in jail because he was a murderer. It's just the same stuff. Right? So what happens to the newspaper? Turf it in the bin. Or wrap up the rubbish and throw it out. It is not... It becomes hackneyed and stale. But the Srimad Bhagavatam's not like that. Bhagavad Gita's not like that. It's like Krishna, Navayovanam. He's the oldest, right? Puranam. But he remains Navayovanam. He's not like Prabhupada says, you know, the concept of God is an old man with a beard. No, he may be the oldest, but he remains eternally youthful and fresh, invigorating, or virile. Viryasya, adbhuta viryasya. Harer adbhuta viryasya. So the same with his book. The book about him, it is also always fresh and potent, powerful. When heard with devotion and attention from the right source. This is important. One shouldn't hear topics of a philosophical or spiritual nature from those who are not devotees. So this is it. Srimad Bhagavatam is our... it is as good as having... It said in the Nectar of Devotion, it is as good as having Narayan in one's home. Right? Having the Srimad Bhagavatam. I used to tell this to people when I was selling the full set of the Bhagavatam. This is as good as having Krishna in your house. Imagine how potent your house will become if you have the Srimad Bhagavatam in it. But not that you just have the Srimad Bhagavatam sit on the shelf. You have to pick it up and read it also. We have to hear it. This is the methodology. Regularly hearing. Prabhupada, one of the devotees, come together every morning and then discuss the philosophy from all angles, threadbare, so that we would have a very deep appreciation of and then a very complete and thorough application of the philosophy. And that's why the Srimad Bhagavatam is important, because throughout the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many personalities that we are able to analyze, hear from, and as a result associate with, and then by that association will also then imbibe those same qualities. Very important. So by the time we get to the 10th canto, then we will be in such a purified state of mind that we'll be able to identify with and be enthused by the character of the residents of Vrindavan. And we'll be inspired to become devotees of Krishna. Does anybody have any comments or questions on any of these points? At all, Krishna.
Regarding the presenting Srimad Bhagavatam according to different circumstances or in different ways, there's an animated cartoon called Wee Krishna, which is based entirely on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I've heard, gone all over the world, even in Arab countries. And is a presentation like that similarly sumangala for people in Europe?
I don't know. Depends on how it's presented, I would think. You know, there's a certain awe and reverence that's afforded the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it looks just like a book, right? Just like a devotee may just look like an ordinary person, but actually they're not. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is offered great respect. And we recite prayers before we approach it. It's approached in a very respectful, awe and reverential fashion. Whereas, you know, cartoons, it's kind of like, you know, Tom and Jerry and Popeye the Sailor Man and stuff. You know what I mean? So it depends on how it's presented, I think. That's why the injunction or the warning is, well, not the warning, but the qualification is that it should be heard with devotion and attention from the right source. It has to be heard from the right source. So if it's presented, and you know, one of the reasons why we have the tikka or the commentary of the previous acharyas, because that then gives us the proper perspective or the proper vision, perspective into the spiritual world, you know, into understanding what's going on behind. Whereas, you know, sometimes these cartoon depictions miss some of the more subtler, you know, because we can spend it can gloss over, you know, can gloss over the topics. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was talking on the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam for 2 months, wasn't it? Right? So, you know, in a cartoon we can see the action. But understanding the philosophical subtle points, I don't know whether they can be presented effectively, but rather they're glossed over. It's just a comment. How's that sound? I personally don't watch the cartoons myself. But I guess it's not bad. You know, it's not bad, but whether it actually has that full potency of the Bhagavatam, you know, as Prabhupada gave it and as we absorb it in our daily practice, not sure whether there's the same potency. Gana? Yes, both have to be qualified. That's why, you know, with devotion and attention has to be heard with.
Sometimes the preacher, when he's distributing the holy name or distributing books, sometimes as a farmer gives out seed, and some of the seed goes onto fallow ground. But maybe a little bit of rain, a little bit of water, maybe it just gets blown onto the fertile ground.
Or on the rocks. No amount of water is going to make it grow.
But if we don't distribute the seeds, then nothing's going to grow.
Yep. Yeah, just like I was preaching to my brother. But, you know, I wasn't very qualified and neither was he. So he didn't appreciate my message of the hogs, dogs, camels and asses. I don't deliver the Srimad Bhagavatam to him, though. I give him prasadam. The prasadam form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, meant to be distributed. And you can see Srila Prabhupada's conviction in the Srimad Bhagavatam in that he made it his life's work. He made it his life's work and didn't venture forth on his mission, if you like, until he had the first canto printed. And such faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he knew that his presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam wasn't polished. He knew it wasn't polished. But he knew that sincerely presented, it would be effective. Confirmed. Huh? Which is why Srila Prabhupada, you know, people say, oh, you know, they edited his books. You know, they edited his books because he said, edit my books. You know, this whole argument about, no, don't edit my Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada himself told his disciples, edit my books. Make them better. You know, he was very happy to have Hayagriva engaged in the service of editing his books. Hayagriva was the youngest tenured professor in English at the time, 27. He was, which is pretty young for somebody to be a professor of literature. You usually don't become a professor until sometime down the track. So Prabhupada was very happy to have somebody who was... he knew that his Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it wasn't polished, would be potent. So therefore he went... But he also knew that if it was made more accessible, then it would be, its effectiveness would be magnified, or, you know, it would be more, or more easily, more readily accessible. And, you know, he encouraged the devotees, distribute these books, to, you know, this Sumangala, Loka Sumangala, is demonstrated by the fact that Srila Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to publish and distribute these books to everybody. And he, that's what he wants us to do as well. Give the Srimad Bhagavatam to everybody. Let them. Prabhupada wanted a set of his books in everybody's house. He encouraged the devotees, go door to door. Huh? Go door to door and give them all a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. If you want excitement and adventure in your life, I thoroughly recommend this activity. You never know what will happen. You'll have lots of adventures. Some of them more interesting than others. The first time I went to a person's house, I went to his house. Actually, I think it was his clinic. He was a physio. He was a chiropractor, and he'd received the Hare Krishna Today magazine in his newspaper, and then he sent in the coupon for more information about the for the Back to Godhead magazines. Then, in the second edition of the free Back to Godhead magazines that he got, there was a request for more information about the Srimad Bhagavatam, or what was called the Eastern Classics in those days. And this gentleman I'd never met, he'd never been to the temple, and when they sent in this card, it said that they would get a free perfect questions, perfect answer. So we used to deliver them personally. Anyway, I rang him up and I got an appointment. And this was the first time that I was going to do a presentation to somebody to buy a set of Bhagavatams. So I who had never been to the temple, so I wasn't sure what I was going to be, what I might be facing. So I did my presentation, and he seemed fairly keen on the books. So I popped the question, you know, How would you like to purchase these books? Would you like to own them, you know, outright? Or would you prefer to pay for them over a period of time? And he reached down into his briefcase and he pulled out a wad of $50 notes and he said, I'll just take them now. And he just gave me $650. I thought, wow, that's amazing. I'd never met him before. And I didn't think, you know, I didn't think that anybody would want to buy a set of Bhagavatams that easily. Prabhu. Yes. Yep. Yes. Supportive. Yeah. I think of you know, there's the five angas, panchanga bhakti. So it's the association of the devotees, it's chanting Hare Krishna, it's the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the worship of Krishna. It's the creation of us of sacred space, you know, living in a holy place. So there are many aspects of Krishna consciousness, and the Bhagavatam is only one part of the morning program. There's all of the other activities that we perform as well. And as you say, there's the devotional culture, which is music, which is dance, drama, prasadam, yep, food, they're very important. If there wasn't prasadam after Bhagavatam class, how many would be here? They stop feeding us. Or even Prabhupada, you know, it was pointed out by Hari Sori to Srila Prabhupada about there was one pastime that he was talking about, and Hari Sori made a comment about how this pastime was actually taking in the heavenly planets, and Prabhupada made a comment about something about the moon, and Hari Sori pointed out some detail to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada acknowledged, oh, I've made a mistake there. Well, we better correct it. So that'll be pretty hard for those who, you know, have difficulty in reconciling the fact that the perfect person, you know, sometimes makes mistakes, apparently.
Yeah.
it's Tadvag Visato Janataga Viplavo Jasmin Pratishlokam Abhadavati Yapi Namani Anantasya Yasankatani Yach Chinvanti Gayanti Chinvanti Sadavaha. Is that right? Something like that. What's the translation, Atul? Misdirected civilization. Yeah. And they're accepted by those who are thoroughly honest, right? Sadavaha. Yeah. Yep. We accept that Srila Prabhupada's activities were perfect because every second of the day he dedicated it to serving Krishna. Right? But even he himself understood that his English was, English wasn't his first language. And so therefore he, you know, was, if, you know, Prabhupada was, if anything, pragmatic. And so therefore he got things improved. And, you know, it's hard for people, you know, they want Prabhupada to be perfect, but then it's hard for them to reconcile the fact that he might have made a mistake. But those mistakes are considered to be perfect. You know, they're not, because it was dedicated to serving Krishna. So therefore, you know, sometimes there were errors in his books and so they needed to be corrected. Well, we were discussing the other day, you know, Prabhupada didn't know everything. There was the pastime of the boy who he gave the money for the grocery, sent him off to the grocers. And then 3 days later, Prabhupada was asking the devotees at 26 Second Avenue, where is that devotee? And they said, oh, Prabhupada, he took the money and left. And Prabhupada said, well, why didn't you tell me? How was I to know? And so then, you know, the devotees adjusted their, well, he's the guru, but he still needs our support and assistance. All right, we can finish here. Gwantarashi Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai.